It's Tuesday, the 3rd of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. MTC has warned of possible internet disruptions as maintenance on the West African cable system runs from 1 to 16 June. The cable is vital for Namibia's internet connectivity. MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi explains.
All countries or companies that are part of this work cable that is going through maintenance obviously will be affected temporarily. Three links that we have, internet links that runs via works cable, will definitely be affected. In the interim, what we have done is that we have relocated our data traffic to alternative backup links just to ensure that there is a continuation of service to our customers. They might experience a slow internet speed during the period that the works cable is going through under maintenance.
South Africa's High Court has dismissed attempts by former President Jacob Zuma and French arms company Thales to have their long-standing corruption case scrapped. The court ruled that delays in the case were not unreasonable, allowing the trial, linked to a 1999 multi-billion rand arms deal, to proceed. Here's Judge Nkosinathi Chili.
I'm not persuaded either that Mr. Zuma's right to a fair trial will be prejudiced by the non-availability of Messias the Tart and Mr. May not. There is no justification for the grant of the order sought by Mr. Zuma in the alternative, in accordance with Section 1721B of the Constitution.
A new study has found that climate change is increasing sexual health risks for young girls in Kenya. Droughts and floods are worsening poverty and insecurity, pushing girls aged 10 to 14 into situations of sexual violence, early pregnancies, and transactional sex. The findings reveal how environmental stress and poverty are pushing young girls into dangerous positions that threaten their long-term well-being and futures. The Dutch government has collapsed following a row over the country's immigration policy. The far-right PVV party has withdrawn from the coalition, toppling the government less than a year after taking power.
In a social media post, PVV leader Geert Wilders said, "No signature for our asylum plans, no changes to the main outline agreement. PVV leaves the coalition." This follows an ultimatum presented last week where he called for stricter asylum measures, including deporting Syrians on temporary visas. Prime Minister Dick Schoof's government no longer has a majority, which could trigger fresh elections. Migration has become a major political issue across Europe. This week, a German court rejected the government's efforts to deny asylum seekers at border points. William Denslow, Brussels.
And finally, Salma Kamania has made the country proud on the global stage, placing in the top 8 at the 72nd Miss World pageant held in Hyderabad, India. Kamania also secured the title for second runner-up in Africa. Here she is talking about what the achievement means for not only her, but the country.
My message for young girls, whoever wants to enter this space, just know that it is going to test your character. But if you're up for the challenge, it can also refine your character. But you have to make sure that you're coming to it for the right reasons. I always say, you know, the purpose is at the forefront of what I'm doing. It's not about the crown. It's not about the glitz and the glam. I have social causes that I'm extremely passionate about, and I truly want to contribute towards the development landscape of Namibia as a whole. And that's at the forefront of my journey always, because sometimes if the pressure gets you, you can crack. But it's important to remind yourself of why you're doing it.
The Miss World crown went to Miss Thailand. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.